Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XT. And Andy, it is time for...
What? What is it time for? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Nearly Impossible Trivia.
That's it.
Two questions have been asked. Only one has correctly been answered. We need five answers in order for you to win the tickets. Your way in to see Garth Brooks on the big screen at the Delsey Drive-In Theater in Vineland, New Jersey.
Yeah. It's going to be this Saturday. So, as you mentioned, so we asked question one on Monday, question two yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And so hopefully you've done your research and gotten the answers to those two, because you need those to get to today's question.
Which is guessable. It's close to it being multiple choice, quite frankly.
Well, you helped. You gave a really good hint yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But that was, a hint from yesterday. So
always yesterday's hint. Yes. All right. So who's it going to be today? Give us a call right now if you think you can get through and answer the questions. Super fun. 215-263-6700.
Good morning. This is the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up. Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU.
That was the most stressful version of More Hearts Than Mine I've ever heard, because we're so nervous. It is time for the Nearly Impossible Question. And your chance at grabbing a seat at the Garth Brooks Drive-In Concert happening this Saturday. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Amanda. All right, so hopefully you've been playing along, because we are looking for all the answers if we can get them. And you only know two questions. So here we go.
Okay.
We're diving right in. Are you ready, Amanda?
Yes. I think so.
All right. Dave, I think we need silence for this. I'm getting it. That music makes me nervous. Okay. Amanda,
yes.
Where would you find this inscription from Leviticus? Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof.
The Liberty Bell.
Yes.
Yes.
Question number two. Only two U.S. states produce coffee. Name them.
Cali and Hawaii.
Cali, also known as California.
Yes!
That's good. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And wait, what's funny, too? Like, I don't have a clock ticking playing. Is your turn signal
your
going,
blinker?
Amanda? Are you doing
it
your
is,
own?
I'm sorry.
She's doing her own clock ticking.
Wow. Isn't that making you nervous?
Like, who wants to be a millionaire? You know. Just like that.
Oh, there's no phone a friend in this one, Amanda. All right, Amanda, question number three. Everyone will be hearing for the first time right now.
Okay.
Which president had a pet squirrel named Pete?
Okay. So.
A pet squirrel named Pete. We need a president, Amanda.
I want to say it's either Thomas Jefferson or John Quincy Adams.
Pick one, Amanda. We need an answer.
My brother's a history major. If I get this wrong, he'll be so mad. John Quincy Adams.
Yes!
It is John Quincy Adams.
Oh, oh,
wow. No one's gotten any of these right yet. Amanda.
Oh, I'm so excited. I got one right. Well, besides the other two that I knew.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
And as your reward / punishment for getting that right, you now get Nearly Impossible Question
number four.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, Amanda, here is question number four.
Yes.
The name of this animal comes from South Africa's Afrikaans language and means earth pig or ground pig. What do we call this animal?
Earth pig or ground pig?
From South Africa.
Rhinoceros?
No.
I have no idea.
Not a rhinoceros.
That was terrible.
No, really? It really wasn't. That
was a big pig.
That was a good guess, though. That was a good guess.
Oh, hey, you got John Quincy Adams right. That's all that matters,
yeah,
right? You got us to question four.
Wow, that is so exciting, Amanda. congratulations on making it this far. Mm-hmm. And thank you for making this contest so exciting.
Well,
even for us.
I love you guys, and I love your show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
That puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's Country Station.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.